your pallet and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Are we going to do this again?
Yes.
Three, two, yum!
One more time.
Three, two,
yum!
There we go. I knew you could get it.
Three tries.
There it is. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you have anxiously been awaiting. And don't lie to me. I know you have. It's the time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting and the most entertaining, the tastiest and, of course, the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. We can be talking about none other than Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. My friends, this is an incredible show because this is the week of what?
Super Bowl.
Can't say that.
No, the big game.
The big game.
Yep.
God forbid that we say anything that would upset the NFL, like taking a knee. No, we wouldn't do that. But anyway, I figure if they can break the rules, so can we. But anyway, this is our special SB edition of Chef and a Fat Man. And, you know, this is a great time. This is a great time. We're going to be at our cigar shop called The Cigar Shop on Super Bowl Sunday, just a few days away. We will be there, and we're going to be having Bring Your Own Potluck. We're going to have fine cigars, overstuffed leather chairs, big screen TV, 160 different wines by the glass, and over 80 beers available.
And wine.
And wine.
And wine.
By the glass. So it is a great experience, and if you don't get a chance to get there, I hope you don't, because I don't want it to be too crowded. I want to be able to get there early and get a good seat. But anyway, my friends, it is that time, and nothing really typifies the SB day like food, party food, stuff that everybody comes and goes, oh, man, I love this person's this, or I love this person's that. Everybody usually brings their big game, right? Well, today is no exception. We have two extremely talented divas of delicious, I like to refer to them as. First and foremost, she is Chef Amanda. She is the executive chef and director of the Culinary Center, and she is extraordinary. A big hand for executive chef Amanda.
Woo! Thank you, everybody.
Egidio.
Sorry?
Egidio.
Egidio. Kevin, get with the program.
Egidio.
Egidio. Egidio. Well,
okay, now that she makes fun of me, how is that spelled?
Nobody knows.
How is it spelled?
With an egg and a dio. How's that work?
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right.
All right, that's why I pronounced it wrong. But anyway, we are going to really have some fun today. We've got our wonderful super assistants with us today.
That's right.
Daryl and Bill, they are here helping side by side, chopping, cooking, smoking, cleaning, doing all the
tough work,
and they do it all for the price of food. They are volunteers, and Chef Amanda has accrued the finest culinary staff of volunteers.
I really do.
Really?
Yeah.
In the United States of America.
Yeah, they rock. You guys rock.
And, you know, this is so cool. Here's a little Super Bowl trivia for those. Who was the first MVP of Super Bowl I? Ooh, that's a tough one. Now, I will give you. You got it. Very good. Bart Starr.
Woo!
How about that? Well, tell you what. Help yourself to a crab cake, sir. But anyway, it's a huge time. And I think something that typifies really good, I've been to parties where the food has been, well, what do you think of my 7-layer dip?
Oh.
It's good. Isn't it the greatest?
Yeah.
Well, have you tried my chili?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hormel. It's called Hormel. No. This, where I go, I want game. I want something that has some kick, some uniqueness to it. So I came to the Divas of Delicious, and they came up with some great recipes. Now,
because we're good on our side game.
You really are. And we're going to start with the aforementioned chili, but not just regular chili.
Over the top.
There you go. Over the top.
OTT.
Chili.
I've been practicing.
What was that?
OTT. Over
the
top.
You have the TT. It's in OTT. The first door on the right. No. Anyway. No.
It was a good try.
Well, hey, you know, it's early. Okay, so it's over the top chili. This is, for those of you who don't know, we had a chance to try it a few minutes. This is truly one of the top five chilies I've ever had. This was really, really good. And done on the egg, of course, because we only use the Big Green Egg. It is the
ultimate cooking experience.
Absolutely. And, of course, our other sponsor who makes this show possible is the sweetest onions on earth, whether they be Peruvian sweet in the off-season or Vidalia in the Vidalia season. It is Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, and there's only one way you can tell you're getting the sweetest onions on earth. If it doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
You got it. And so what goes best with chili but Real Sweet Onions? But there's a whole lot more. This is really a cool recipe. Amanda, take it away.
Well,
Amanda, I mean Taylor. I'm looking at Taylor and talking.
Just because we are women, you cannot confuse
We're
us.
We're the same
Kevin.
Height. That was the confusion.
Well, I get confused because you're both on the step stools.
Yeah,
that's,
it's true. We do. You guys can't see us, but we are both on step stools because we like to be powerful and stand over our men.
It's the power podium. No, we can't reach
really
our counter.
We
really?
Can't reach our counter. We can't see the pops.
Can't reach
really?
The cups.
That's right.
All right. Now that we've got the male bashing done.
So.
All right.
My.
Yeah, we could do that. This is really a little bit of a process, but oh my God, the rewards are amazing.
And it's pretty. This is something that you can dazzle your friends with. You know, I mean, because when they see it cooking on the egg, it's like, wow, what's that? So it's got the wow factor as well. Tell them what they've won, Taylor.
So what we have for you today under egg number one is the over-the-top chili. Now, when I'm cooking for the big game or I'm having a party, I'm entertaining, I want to watch the game. I don't want to be babysitting something on the egg. So this is a recipe you can do the day before. Because the wonderful thing about chili is all those flavors, the longer it sits, they stew together. And it reheats beautifully. And, you know, you'll probably already have the egg going for some hot appetizers. Mm-hmm. So when they're done, throw the chili back on. 350, you know, 30, 40 minutes, it's reheated. You're enjoying your company, and you have a delicious meal. So I take poblano peppers, or if it's in season, green hatch chilies, and it's a pound and a half of them. Now, I chop them into a rough chop, so they're about one-inch pieces. I also dice up an onion, and I take a whole clove of garlic. I just
Not just
slice
any onion.
No, the
real
sweet.
A real sweet onion by Schumann mm-hmm. Produce, because if it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
That's it.
So with our Schumann onions, we put those in there. And along with our poblanos and the big green egg, ancho chili, and coffee seasoning. Now, I let it go for about 30 minutes, stirring it about every 10. Then I use a 9-inch springform pan. Now, a springform pan, for those of you who don't bake and are not sure what on earth I am talking about, it's a pan that has a little clip on the outside, and when you undo that clip, it springs open, and it releases what's inside.
I got it. That's why it's called a spring pan.
Ta-da!
I'll tell you. I am sharper than a mashed potato sandwich.
So I take chorizo and chuck, or 80-20 ground beef, and I mix them together, and I press them into my springform pan to make a big, big patty. Then I take my fist, and I press right in the center. You want to make an indentation, or else it's not going to cook in the middle, and you're going to have that phenomenon of being burnt and raw at the same time, and no one wants that. So this pan lets it be completely even because you can press it down in it to form it perfectly. And then while it's still sealed, press your hand right in the middle. Now, I'm not talking push your fist all the way down, and I'm not telling you to punch it. You just want to lightly press so it's about a half an inch to an inch indented in the center. You can do this with your thumb with burgers as well. Now, what we want to do is we want to take a two-tier cooking grid or a perforated pan. We have both here. And put that big meat patty right on top and set that baby on top of those peppers and those onions and let all that delicious, flavorful fat drip down into it.
So, in other words, you've got – let me visualize this doing the play-by-play as I do so well. You take your beautiful – I love cast iron. Cast iron just adds flavor. So you take your cast iron pot, you put the grate over the pot, you put the massive patty in the spring pan on the grate over the pot.
Outside of the spring pan. You release it. The spring pan's only your mold to shape it. You want it to be just freely on top so everything drips down.
And it just all that beautiful sausage and beef juices just flow down in and mix with those peppers and those real sweet onions. I'm getting a foodgasm here.
Oh, God. Control yourself.
Well, on that note, so after the meat's been on for about 30 minutes, now this is going at 300 degrees in direct heat, of course, so it doesn't scorch everything. So what I do is I go outside, and I actually pour off some of that grease. Because now you don't want it to just be filled with fat, or else the next day when you go to get your chili out, you're going to have like a one-inch solid, big yellow layer of fat. Now, don't worry if that happens. Just pick it off the top,
easier
and you are
to pull
good
off.
To go.
That's
very
right.
Easy to pull off, yes. Also, if you let it cool, that fat will separate, and you can skim it off the top as well. But I take about half of those tomatoes, peppers, and onions, and that garlic that's been roasting with it, and I squeeze out the bulbs of the garlic with half of the mixture, and I put it in a food processor, and I pulse it, so it's like a crushed tomato consistency. I then add it back into the pot with 2 14-ounce cans of canned tomato. Now, if you like it more tomato-y, for lack of a better term, go ahead and add 3 cans. If you like it more meaty, just do 2. It's a personal preference. It's going to be more like a sloppy Joe texture with 2 cans and more of your traditional chili with 3. So we add that in, and we let it go for about 1 hour and 10 minutes from there. Now, you want that beef to be at least 145 degrees for this specific recipe because it's beef and pork. Pork is done at 145 minimum. And I take a bench knife. And those of you who don't know what a bench knife is, it is a square blade, and it has a handle that typically has a slit so your fingers can be tucked under it. And you just hold it straight on a cutting board. It's a wonderful tool because you can use it to cut up this meat, and then you can also use it to scoop it into the pot. Because if you use a knife to push it, you damage the blade of your knife running it across a cutting board like that. From there, it goes another hour. I stir it every 20 minutes. And it's delicious. I don't even put sour cream on it. I don't put cheese on it. It is good enough as it is. But I will give you my secret. Yeah, I know. So everyone, close your ears. I put chocolate in my chili. And
do you have a preference?
I actually don't have a preference. No, I don't want it sweetened because there's something weird about sweet chili. I don't want my chili to be sweet. I want it to have a nice heat right at the end. I don't want it to be that lip-burning spice, but just a nice kind of hint of spice right in the back of your mouth.
So you go to any of your local stores, you get a cocoa powder?
Yep, just get an unsweetened cocoa
powder.
And if
you want to know, my friends, you're listening to Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the only place you can come to get the recipes and the stories behind the recipes. And this particular recipe will be found on Facebook. Go to Facebook, Chef and a Fat Man, or chefandafatman.com. Look it up on recipes. We will have it there for you so you can make this in plenty of time for the big party. Now, one of the things I must correct you on, Chef, because it's critical to me, is crackers must be a part of chili. If you do not have the crackers, you just have meat and sauce. Crackers adds a certain, I want it to be the consistency of thick mud.
You got to have a chunk.
Did you just say thick mud?
Thick mud.
That is not an appetizing descriptor.
It is. Because you take that and you mix, I'll use half a sleeve of crackers in a big bowl, and then you've got to have Crystal hot sauce. Crystal hot sauce from New Orleans, the best hot sauce in the world, bar none, hands down. There is nothing compared to it. It's called Crystal Hot Sauce. They're not a sponsor even. But I met the man who owns the company. He was amazing. His name is Al Baumer. And I met him because he took a tablespoon, took a straight shot, and he didn't even flinch. I could do the same thing. That's a beautiful hot sauce. We are Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green. We just gave you a chili recipe. Wait till you see what's coming next. Tamale pie, baby.